some character today. You got it.
Yeah. I mean, every time I've asked this group of players, haven't always been sometimes good enough, and today we just fell short. But they've always shown that they can bounce back, and they've always shown their character. And I was very proud of the performance today because I've watched Russia a couple of times on this run. Been very impressed with them. They're on a team just that somehow knows they're on a mission that they're going to win. And that game today, you know, Will Endridge missed like an open goal, and their guy sticks his open goal away, and that's the difference between the two sides today. They took their one chance, and we didn't take that one chance. It was always going to be a very close encounter. I watched the Oxford game in the week. Very few chances made by either side. So, you know, on a performance side of it, I'm delighted with the performance, and I thought we showed character. But obviously, from a manager's point of view, I'm thinking, why aren't we creating more chances and why aren't we scoring more goals at the moment?
Is that it for the playoffs realistically now?
As manager, you cannot give it up until it's mathematically possible. I mean, football, there will be pressure applied to all the sides above us, and we've still got to go to Mansfield, we've still got to go to York, difficult places. But should we put a run together based on a good performance today, then there's no reason why, you know, other teams shouldn't slip up. So, you know, my job as manager of AFC Wimbledon is to keep telling the players that if we win the next game and win the next game, then we can get in the playoffs. And until it's mathematically possible, I'll always say that.
Defence looks a lot more solid, a lot more organised.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, we've hardly given any goals away recently. Defensively against, I think the boy Lee Tomlin's a couple of leagues above this level, to be honest. And I was really pleased with Sam Hatton because it took him a long time to get grips with the boy, and finally did. And I thought Sam in the second half, you know, was a driving force behind us coming. But if I look at their forwards, and they've got three or four or five really good forwards, at this present moment in time, with injuries, I haven't got much to change it really.
Suspicion of offside for their goal?
Both the centre half said it was miles offside. The linesman assured me it wasn't, and I think it may well have been offside, but the difference was he stuck his chance away and we missed ours.
Was your set-up more about Rushton, or was it about accommodating your attacking players?
It was very much about accommodating the players we had. And I really do feel, and I just said in there to my players, if my flair players were fit and they're not fit, you know, like Will Endry, Luke Moore, Stephen Gregory, if the players that have just come back after lengthy injuries were fit, and they are fit at the moment, I think we'd have won that today. You know, if you look at Luke Moore, he was better than he was Tuesday, but he'll be better next Tuesday, and he'll be better. Luke, these are our quality players who can make a massive difference, and they're not really fit at the moment.
Is that why Will was substituted?
Yeah, I mean, he got a nasty knock as well, but at the minute he ain't got 90 minutes in him. Morrow's got the run in him because he's a fit athlete, but he's yet to find his touch, and it took Morrow three or four or five games to get going, and he was in beautiful form when he got his nasty injury. And I look back and I will be saying that we're a bit cursed with injuries this year, because, you know, most successful teams are able to have a bit of continuity on the pitch, and bugger me, we haven't been able to put the same side out.
Yeah, you wish you had a Russian physio, he was doing quite a good job with the last day, wasn't he?
Yeah, I have to say, I don't know, is the ref going to give more than 6 minutes? They wound the game down well. I ain't got a problem with Russian, they deserve to be where they are, because they're a very talented, fit side, and he ain't got bundles of money down there. It's not like I'm sitting here going, well, if I had his budget, it's not something I'd say anyway, but he's done a good job down there, and they're a good side.
They had 14 second half fouls today, but you ended up with three bookings against their one. Did you have any complaints about the referee?
We're a bit naive sometimes. It's very difficult for referee. A referee's a con, and he was today. Is that the ref's fault? You know what I mean? It's an awkward one, isn't it? What I don't want to come out of this interview is saying, the ref cheated us out of it, the linesman cheated us out of that. At the end of the day, some pundit shouted out behind me, we ain't good enough, Brown. And if we ain't quite good enough, then I don't care, because as long as we put a performance like that in, I care about Tuesday, where we didn't put a performance in. If it turns out at the end of the day we're not quite good enough, as in personnel, then okay, as long as they give me 100%, I'm happy.
Are you thinking about post-season with the clientele, with the players? Are you already looking?
Are you always thinking all the while? And what I've said to the players in there is, I'll be making my judgment. It was easy to raise them a day. We were really poor Tuesday. We went in, said that this is a must-win game. I'm not hiding from the fact this was a must-win game. They're 10 points above us now. We have to, you know, the character will be shown in a way at the Wrexham game, won't it? Because we'll turn out, the crowd will be deflated, the crowd will be small, it'll be difficult for them to lift themselves, it'll be the hardcore that are in there, they'll expect us to lift them, and I've got a hard job lifting them boys off the floor now, and I want to know which boys will be lifted for the last 8 games. Even if we don't get there, I still expect performances week in, week out, and if we don't get there, then players won't be here, it's as simple as that.
Spin the players not here, you dipped out on this tough looking midfielder earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Would he have made a difference?
Oh, you don't know, do you? To be fair, we bought Gregors back a week before he was ready, and we end up being a bit ill balanced with two left sided in there. But everybody gets injuries, don't they? You know, we've hopefully had a big enough squad to cope with it. It's just that, like I said earlier, some of our most talented players, the players that make the difference, the players that score goals, have been missing for a long time. I thought Kesh played well today again. You know, run that line well. And I feel sorry, Kesh, he didn't deserve to be on the losing side. Mate.
Thanks,
Phil. Thank you.
Cheers, Terry.
Seems
to have worked.